Welcome to Virginia On Demand for this Wednesday. It's a daily podcast from Radio IQ featuring the top stories across Virginia. I'm Jeff Bossert. The Southern Environmental Law Center and the Sierra Club want the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission to reconsider a January decision authorizing a pipeline that would begin in Pennsylvania County. The Southeast Supply Enhancement Project, or SSEP, would transport gas from an existing Transco station into North Carolina and other points. Developers hope to have it in service by the end of 2027. On Monday, the groups filed a request for a rehearing on behalf of environmental organizations and affected landlords. They allege the commission incorrectly found that Transco had demonstrated market need for the project, saying the decision was based on economic predictions that may have overestimated the demand for more natural gas. This note of disclosure, the Southern Environmental Law Center is a financial supporter of Radio IQ. In North Carolina Tuesday, Democrat Roy Cooper and Republican Michael Whatley clinched their party's primary nominations for U.S. Senate. Cooper, the state's popular former governor, is hoping to flip the seat held by outgoing Republican Senator Tom Tillis. He'll face Whatley, the former Republican National Committee chair, whom President Trump endorsed for that position. A win for Cooper and Democrats in the battleground state of North Carolina is nearly essential for the party to potentially regain control of the Senate. For more than 30 years, a small independent record label from the Charlottesville area has been releasing albums.
Like, I kind of think of it like the coolest restaurant in your town is probably not the big chain, right? It's a funky place that you like that's not like anything else.
A little bit later on, Dave Cantor talks with VHF Records founder Bill Kellum about the label's eclectic catalog. Members of the Virginia General Assembly are trying to stay on top of the latest social media trends. Michael Pope has this story.
Unsafe at any speed. That's what Delegate Joshua Cole, a Democrat from Fredericksburg, says about live streaming while driving. He says the TikTok videos of drivers chasing clout are part of a trend that needs to drop off the grid.
Whether they're doing these trends called the ghost driving, where the car is still moving and they jump out of the car and dance while the car is moving, or they are speeding down the highway trying to see how fast it can go, and they're live streaming that, right? And this has produced accidents, it's produced deaths, and things are happening, and we want to make sure that we're proactive in Virginia instead of being reactionary.
His bill passed the House. Then, when it was under consideration in the Senate, it ran into a buzzsaw of questions. Here's Republican Senator Glenn Sturtevant, a Republican from Colonial Heights.
As it was drafted, you could arguably interpret it, or a court could interpret it, as preventing people from being on a Zoom call without video while they're in the car. And that's something that many of us do in the age of Zoom, is you'll be on a Zoom meeting while you're driving. You're not using the video, you're using the audio through your Bluetooth in your car.
The Republican senator worked with the Democratic delegate to amend the bill, and now it's likely on its way to the governor's desk later this week. Reporting from the Capitol in Richmond, Michael Pope.
William & Mary is one of more than a dozen colleges that the Pentagon is cutting ties with over accusations of, quote, woke policies. Nick McNamara with member station WHRO reports.
The Pentagon said in its announcement that the institutions, quote, diminish critical thinking, have significant adversary involvement, or fail to deliver rigorous education grounded in realism. Federal officials say that's why they're ending the senior service program at William & Mary and other schools. William & Mary admins say they're puzzled and saddened by that, and that they got no official notice why the college was included. Only one student in the program is enrolled in Williamsburg. The Pentagon says the decision applies to all military personnel starting in 2026-27, though those currently enrolled may complete their courses. The military is eyeing Virginia Tech, George Mason, Regent University, and the University of North Carolina, among several others, as potential new partners instead. Nick McNamara, WHRO News.
The Commonwealth Transportation Board is reversing course on a decision it reached late in former Governor Glenn Youngkin's term. The Virginia Mercury reports the board is restarting a full public review of plans for a 50-mile rail trail corridor in the Shenandoah Valley that will also keep the state's Department of Transportation in charge of the project instead of the Virginia Passenger Rail Authority. Board members have debated for months over the cost of building a walking trail either on top of the existing rail line or beside it. Public meeting dates for the next phase of the study have not yet been announced. Consumer protection laws aren't always headline-making, but they can help right wrongs. Virginia's new Attorney General Jay Jones sat down with Brad Kuttner to explain what his office hopes to get involved in, and the AG wants to hear from you, too.
If you think you've been scammed, Virginia's Attorney General wants to hear about it.
As we think about affordability, this is a place where we really have to lean in to make sure that we're putting money back in people's pockets.
That's Virginia's new Attorney General, Jay Jones. The list of scams you can file complaints with his office include internet scams, credit card, loan and debt collection, medical and health professionals, towing, and more. But that work may expand, especially as federal agencies like the Department of Justice and the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, or CFPB, reduce enforcement or are dismantled altogether.
The administration is trying to undermine that very, very important entity. I think states do have an obligation to step into the vacuum.
Jones already joined a national lawsuit aiming to undo President Donald Trump's CFPB unwinding, but he's also been working with Virginia elected officials to help craft bills to better protect Virginia consumers. Among efforts is one from Herndon Democratic delegate Irene Shin that aims to put guardrails on contracts between residential solar companies and homeowners.
They did weigh in to say, we want to see these provisions strengthened, and then we'll come back next year with maybe more opportunities for the AG to go after them.
But all this work comes with a cost, especially acute in the wake of reduced funding under the previous administration. But Richmond area Democratic Senator Lamont Bagby said they'll be changing that too.
And we are prepared to give the AG's office additional support to make sure that they are outfit and have the attorneys and staff to support it.
In Richmond, I'm Brad Kuttner.
If you've got a scam you'd like to report, you'll find contact details for Jones's office on our website, radioiq.org. The staff at James and Dolly Madison's Montpelier is inviting the public to learn about a newly discovered feature of life at the Orange County Estate, chocolate. Because cocoa was imported from Central America and not England, drinking hot chocolate was a patriotic act.
Cocoa was definitely a part of the Madison table here. We do also know that in our archaeology collection, we have an 18th century chocolate sipping cup. And so that evidence alone shows that somebody was drinking cocoa.
Historian Kelly Fonto Dietz says the ease of getting sugar boosted the popularity of cocoa and coffee.
The introduction of sugar into the world market during the early parts of the transatlantic slave trade is really when things like cocoa and even coffee and tea really started to grow economically.
So this spring, Montpelier is launching a program called Constitutional Cocoa, featuring special talks, chocolate-making demonstrations and tastings, along with new items in the gift shop, heritage chocolate candies, cocoa powder, and specially made M&Ms. Bill Kellum's VHF Records has been releasing music for more than 30 years, issuing everything from shoegaze to string band and improvised music. Some of the groups he's worked with have been based in Europe or Asia, but a lot of the label's catalog has been drawn from Virginia talent. Dave Cantor has this story.
It's okay if an album doesn't recoup its costs for 20 years, Bill Kellum said while sitting in his Albemarle County home office, surrounded by hundreds of LPs and CDs. Kellum began performing in his own bands while studying at James Madison University, merging avant-rock and burbling electronics. The guitarist eventually settled in Northern Virginia and connected with a DC area rock scene that at the time included Teen Beat Records acts like Unrest. He caught live shows at DC Space and the 930 Club, but also traveled through the Commonwealth playing and seeing live music, including a few notable Charlottesville bills.
So I remember seeing Sonic Youth at Trax in 1990, saw Jesus Lizard, Superchunk, Mudhoney, all those bands there. And that was kind of another thing for me is like, once you see a performance that really reaches you up close, you know, without all the production, without it being 100 yards away from you, without there being like a kind of showbiz aspect to it that's off-putting, it really like rewires you.
Watching those groups gain notoriety at the same time Kellum was beginning to release his own music demystified the industry a bit, and attending all those shows helped him meet a raft of performers who'd eventually release music through VHF. Those encounters also made Kellum think his talents were best suited to running a label, not performing or setting up shows. Mike Gangloff, a fiddler now based in Southwest Virginia, met Kellum in Richmond during the 90s. Since then, he's released more than a dozen albums through VHF.
The kind of music that Bill has championed, I mean, it's been quite a range. And while I think it all kind of has a certain psychedelic, artsy coherence, I'm not sure that there are many other small labels that have had the persistence and the range that he's had.
Gangloff, cellist Kaylee Shanker, and guitarist Jesse Shepard released their debut recording as Universal Light through VHF earlier this month. The group combines Appalachian string music and what Gangloff called directed improvisation. They've set up a brief March tour through North Carolina and Virginia. Gangloff also credits the label owner for helping foster an earlier band he played in, called Pelt.
For Pelt, it's hard to think what we would have done without Bill. The whole course that we took was aided by his mixing and his giving us the gear to actually record the sounds in the first place.
Jack Rose, who'd go on to establish himself as a solo performer before passing away in 2009, was a member of the group with Gangloff for more than a decade. Rose's fingerstyle playing helped reignite interest in a unique strain of American guitar music. Callum counts his Opium Music recording among his favorite VHF releases and said Rose's Kensington Blues ranks as one of the imprint's best-selling albums.
And it kind of has like everything he does. There's some, you know, American primitive style stuff, and there are a couple of extended kind of raga type pieces on it. So it really is, you know, great from start to end. And it's got something for everybody, I guess, maybe is a good way to think of it.
VHF never moved a ton of merchandise, despite releasing Rose's briskly selling work, as well as a number of recordings by the well-regarded British group Flying Saucer Attack, Callum said. And like the industry as a whole, sales have decreased over time, but making a mint wasn't ever the goal.
I mean, the label is just a conduit for those people. Like, I kind of think of it like the coolest restaurant in your town is probably not the big chain, right? It's a funky place that you like that's not like anything else. And the most interesting person you know is different from everybody else. And that's kind of where, like, I think our music sits. It's got a unique quality to it that for people who are interested in something different, you know, fills that need.
I'm Dave Cantor.
In the forecast, spotty showers and warming up the next few days. Will be pretty cloudy today with some isolated showers. Best chance in areas along and north of Route 460. A little breezy. Highs from the low 60s to near 70 for Roanoke and Richmond, 74 around Danville. Tonight, mostly cloudy. A couple showers still possible north of 460 and lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Pretty cloudy again Thursday. Very small chance for rain. Fairly breezy. Very warm. Highs in the upper 60s to near 80 for Roanoke and Richmond. Thanks for listening to Virginia On Demand. And a little reminder, subscribe and tell your friends about it. For Radio IQ, I'm Jeff Foster.